KA8UGD. Good morning, Tony, KA9CGD. Good morning. Are you up and out?
Yeah, I just pretty much got packed up and ready to head out. A couple last minute thoughts.
All right, well, I hope to see you later on. I'm in the office preparing for this morning service. Well, it's supposed to be about 11 o'clock when people arrive, but okay, we're gonna take a break and have a little diversion. Hopefully, just come down and see you guys at the lighthouse.
Sounds good. Always happy to see you.
I'll try not to mess that up. All right, I'll let you get back, both hands back to it. KA8UGB, listening.
Copy that. It's only one hand this time, but we'll catch you later, KA9CGB.
YOU Kokomo.
Sounded good from Kokomo, okay, you
know. Yeah, I am. I'm surprised. I think there's a banging opening, because I know normally I can't hit it from here, but, yeah. 610 also.
Hey, copy that. Yeah, I want to at least jump in and say howdy. We're setting up at the lighthouse right now. And I'm going to try to play radio as soon as we can.
Alright, yeah, no problem. Yeah, I was just wondering how I was getting through, if I was noisy or whatever. Because, normally I can't hit it in Kokomo, so I'm definitely surprised, but, you know.
You have a little flutter, and then that last transmission, that's where you dropped out a couple times, but hey, you're definitely making it in.
Yeah, the machine is sounding real good, all the way over here.
Yeah, we like to hear that. I got some pretty good luck there, especially to the north when I'm on the bicycle. To the east, I favor the 6-1 machine. Take that back to the west, I mean.
Alright, I got you.
Of course, once I enter Griffith, Indiana, there, somewhere in the process, that's where I totally drop out. But, you know, that's HD and a bicycle, so, you know, I think it's doing good.
Yeah, definitely. Right now, I'm actually in Kokomo, so, it's doing real well.
Copy that. That was pretty solid, too. So, I don't know how long the rubber band will hold out for us, but, definitely impressed. And, you know, hey, if it's a band opening, it's stable enough that it'd probably be here all day.
Yeah, now that would be nice.
So historically, I've found that around this time of year. Is actually when I first got licensed, I had a 3-week window that when the band opened up, what I could get away with the HT, you know, repeaters across Lake Michigan, you know, up in Wisconsin and that. And if I did the same time every day, the window was stable enough that, yep, I'd get in. And there was one Chicago repeater that, amazing me, I'm using it at 100 milliwatts. And back then, that rubber duck couldn't be the most efficient thing in the world, but, you know, it was some neat openings. I mean, you know, you get licensed, and a few months later, you hit pay dirt.
Yeah, it's so cool when we have an opening.
So right around the Perseids meteor shower, and I think ionization and everything it does to the atmosphere, that's key for this part, you know, this part of the year. So I've aimed for it, and in the past has really paid off. And I just sort of got out of the habit of looking towards this part of the summer, you know. And had other things to get in the way, and I gotta change that. But I did work, and I know it was meteor shower, or scatter, I should say. I did with 10 watts work the grid out of, you know, that single sideband out of New Mexico. Got it confirmed. But what was really wild about this is a gentleman I know in Valpo, he heard both sides of the conversation, and he just waited, and then you know, took his turn. And I shouldn't have been able to hear him the way he had his beam aimed, especially, and I'm in Michigan City, but I'm surprised he heard me. My beam was aimed towards Florida, and I'm working, you know, DM-82 is the grid there in New Mexico. Now you're starting to get a little noisy on me there.
Yeah,
fine, Blank House,
and we will talk to you later
on the
way back. Catch
you a little bit later, same trip, NYOU, KD9PGC.
KD9HAY Mobile.
KD9HAY, KD9PGC.
89HAY.
Yeah, I mean, we just got only for right now. But, yeah, ready to try to make the first contact.
You're not holding the repeater real well. All I heard was something about making the first contact.
All right, oh, that must have been my position I was in. Hope this is better.
Yep, sounding good now.
Yeah, I got things set up. I got one wire antenna up. And we got a couple other people here setting up. So Bill's here. If you hear the Morse code in the background, he's already tuning in on something.
Oh, good. Is it just him and you so far? Don't know if you copied there, John. Is it just you and Bill so far?
That it is, yeah. Just one other person's here. I forgot his name to save my life. Oh, well, but yeah. There's three of us right now.
Well, I should be there not too terribly much longer. I'm at Johnson Road and the Boulevard.
Alrighty, so that sounds good.
Is there a lot of foot traffic up there yet, or is it still kind of early?
Not at the moment, but close by they got that Arts and Crafts show. And so that's before you make it to Washington Park, you know, south side of the bridge.
Okay, yeah, copy that. Did you happen to bring the club cooler and water or anything?
No, I didn't. I do have a bag of bottled water I do have. But I didn't bring the cooler.
Yeah, I forgot to bring mine, so probably at some point I'm going to have to go get someone to drink.
A little bit forgotten, but then again, I had issues trying to load up last night.
I've heard a tennis elbow before, but do you have, like, a handlebar shoulder or something like that?
That's probably what you would call it. This whole week has just been downhill for me. And I've got the arm in a sling, which, you know, the thing is, I can sleep a lot of it off. And then I agitate it during the day, you know what I mean? So I'm really trying to give it a rest this weekend.
Is that a chronic problem for you, or is it a new injury?
This is a new injury, and so not sure what all happened, because when I was still going to physical therapy for my neck, and they had me do a couple exercises that was not at my normal pace, and I think that pushed the shoulder over the edge. Even though I felt great, it was the next morning, it's like, wait a minute, you know, that's the problem. They did have me lift a weight 10 times over my head with both arms, and that felt good. And apparently not.
I guess that's one of those situations where the treatment's worse than the disease.
Me from the neck, the issue on the neck. So I then graduated, so the neck's back to normal on that. So at least I'll see my doctor Wednesday, and it's a matter of physical therapy. Yeah, back in the game. But that's pretty much meaning my first 100-mile ride, I'm going to have to pass on it. I'll just show up, get my shirt, since there's no refunds, I'll see what I can collect, and go home. Maybe I'll be ready for the one on the 28th. But this is something where I have no discomfort on the bicycle with that arm. And I'm doing better this morning than I did last night. I know that right now, so it's just a matter of, but I can't lift much with that left arm without feeling something. You know, certain directions, I probably have full strength, but I'm not going to take any chances.
Well, at least on the bicycle, I would think that your arm position is somewhat fairly immobile. You know, it's not like you're rotating or anything like that too terribly bad. So, and at least, you know, I know it's aggravated right now, but hopefully it won't take too much longer and you can get back on the bike.
Yeah, as long as I can make it to the September 28th ride, I'll be okay. There's other factors that make that one special for me to at least attempt it. And 50th anniversary, and this bike actually rode it the first 3 years. So there's something important between the original owner and myself. anyway, that's just how that one shakes. Because that 90 miles I did the other day, that was gonna be one big ride, and then I was gonna take it easy, you know, and that did not quite happen. I am trying to take it easy, but not in a form.
Well, hopefully today will be a little bit therapeutic, and won't have to work the shoulder out too much making use of it.
Copy that. At least I wasn't going to bail on this, you know. had to come up with what almost looked like full supplies, you know. And I even had to had Bill put the weapon out over my shoulder to fire it. I'm not that bad off, but I took it as easy as I could.
Is that Art Festival something new? I don't remember that going on the other times you've gone there.
That question? I mind freeze.
The Art Festival, is that usually going on the same weekend? I don't remember seeing that.
Historically, yes. Yes, it has. In this case, it's, you know, a lot of times they had it down here by the bandstand and everything. This time around, they're not doing it that way. I forget how they did it last year, because that's what really caught my attention, you know. The other thing that's a distraction right now is all the bicycles that are riding by. You could just imagine what my head is thinking.
All righty, well, I'm pulling up a lot, so we'll see you here in a moment. KD9HAY.
Good, J9PPC.
Now, second question is there a Is there like a Wi-Fi connection out there, or would it have to go through like a hotspot?
It's basically a hotspot that one of the guys has up for us to use, so we can reset our, well, match our clocks and all that stuff for FP8. So it's, he's usually got it on most of the time he's there.
Alright, well, I'll have to arrange to come out next weekend and see about getting that looked at.
Yeah, that'll definitely work.
Alright, well, you have a good day. Try to keep cool. I still have it in the back of my mind that I'm going to go visit down at the lighthouse event. But I got to get it to get a little bit cooler.
Yeah, I probably won't be over there, but I gotta help Ryan with something. But yeah, like I said this morning, I was talking to John, and he was already out at the lighthouse trying to set up. But and the repeater was coming in nice, and I guess I was doing real good too. So yeah, that was definitely nice, and I even keyed up the 610. And Kokomo too, and it came up fine.
Well, that's always good news. If we got something up. So, all right. Travel, I'll take that as you do it. And thanks for the talk.
All right, Rich. You know, we'll talk to you a little bit later. You have a good day and try to stay cool. And I don't know why I would just...